So, Rachel, when we last let off, you were saying you were having some urges. I gave you some grounding exercises for the next time that happened. Did you end up using those exercises?
I did, yes, but doctor, I don't think they helped.
Oh, describe in detail what happened. What thoughts were you trying to ground yourself from?
Well, you know those pictures you told me to take where I dressed up provocatively, to try and desensitize myself from the urges I've been having? I was looking at them and getting excited, so I tried the grounding exercise, counting to three, and my trigger word, but it didn't help. Instead, I could feel a pulse between my legs and it seemed to be growing stronger.
Of course, you've only done the grounding exercise a few times, so it might be that your technique is off.
We've had 5 sessions, and I don't think I'm getting any better. The thoughts just keep coming, all these wicked urges.
Tell me more about the urges. Has there been anything new?
Mostly the same, thinking of getting all dressed up, something slutty, something I would never wear. And then at work the other day, calling men sir. It's like I've started acting more subservient around men. I'm a highly paid executive, and yet I can't help but picture getting on my knees. It's absurd.
Of course. It's to be expected that before things get better, they get worse. You've been suppressing these desires for so long, and finally you're addressing them, bringing these thoughts to the surface of your mind, when before they dwelled deep within the recesses. You are confronting your fears, which is no easy task. It makes complete sense that you would struggle with this. But in order to completely get over these perverse desires, you need to focus on them.
Yes, you said before, doctor. It's just so difficult.
You've tried so many types of therapy before finding me, haven't you, Rachel? And none of them helped. You need to trust me, and you need to let your guard down.
Yes, doctor, you had so many referrals from happy patients. I do trust you. It's just hard to confront these things I've kept bottled up for so long.
Let's begin your therapy. I want you to get comfortable. Let your body relax. Close your eyes. Feel each part of your body. Your feet sink into the ground. Your legs, hips, arms, chest. They feel quite heavy, don't they? Deep breaths in and out. Breathe in and hold it. One, two, three. And exhale. Push all the air out of your lungs. Breathe in again. Hold it. Now exhale. Feel your body get heavy. Breathe in again. Hold it. Now exhale. Very good. Now, hear me snap. Descend. Tell me again about the urges you were having, but let your hands drift on your body as you do. Make yourself feel good, Rachel. Rub your arms, your thighs. Let yourself enter a trance state.
It started when I got to work. My coworker had this cologne and it smelled so familiar. I pictured getting on my knees under his desk. I couldn't stop staring at his crotch.
Oh, the smell. Something musky. Here, let me light the candle.
Yes, that's the smell.
That's right. Let your hands drift. Go ahead and take off your dress. You don't need it anymore. Tell me how you would suck his cock.
I don't know. I wouldn't actually suck his cock. It's just a fantasy.
It's okay. Pet that pussy of yours. You're in a safe place, and we need to work through the details to cure you of this disease, Rachel.
Oh. Okay. That does feel good.
That's right. And it's only natural that you have these urges. Everyone has sexual urges. Relax. Tell me how your body reacts when you think about climbing under his desk and pulling out his cock.
I get excited. My heart beats a little faster. My face feels warm, and I feel.
Go ahead. How does that pussy react, Rachel?
I can feel my pussy getting wet.
That's right. Why don't you show me? Spread your legs, slide those panties off. Let me see how your body reacts to sucking cock like a little whore. Wow. You really weren't kidding. You are so wet just from talking about sucking cock. There's nothing wrong with sucking cock. It can be very empowering. You wouldn't shame a man for eating pussy, would you? No sexual act is inherently subservient.
That's true, I guess.
Tell me about the last time you sucked a cock.
I haven't really done that, doctor. My last boyfriend thought it was degrading, and I agreed.
Such a puritanical view of sexuality. I see the dilemma. You've built this up in your head to be some great obstacle without any practical experience. I'm going to need you to sink deeper into your subconscious. Deep breaths again. One, two, three. In and out. Feel your body getting heavy. Feel that pussy getting wet. Descend.
Yes, doctor. My head feels empty.
Such a good, obedient girl. It's time for your practical part of your demonstration. I've prepared a special surprise for you. Let me go ahead and take my clothes off. Do you see this hair, Rachel? This is a double-edged strap-on. Only 6 inches, not too thick, so it's perfect for beginners like you. Now, get on your hands and knees and crawl to me. That's right. You look so good beneath me. Let me just get comfortable on the couch.
Yes, doctor.
We need to rewire that brain of yours, so you're going to put your head in my lap. Just like that. What a pretty little pet you are. Go ahead and take the tip of the strap in your mouth. Just a little of it. Circle your tongue around it. Like that. Good girl. Get those tits out of your bra too, sweetheart. I want to see the full view.
Like this, doctor?
Just like that, little one. Keep playing with your clit as you suck. Moan around my cock. That's right. That's right. Now push the dildo in me as you go. Oh, such a good girl. Slowly work it in your mouth. The deeper you get it in the mouth, the harder you can rub that needy little clit. Look at you thrusting on your hand, so fucking desperate.
It feels so good, doctor. I just want my kit, my hips keep moving. I'm so needy. Please.
Is that little cunt of yours feeling all empty? Such a desperate little slut. Don't worry, I have the perfect tool for you. Lean back a moment and let me just. Ah, there. A little dildo for you, suction to the floor. You're going to go ahead and mount it, bitch.
Yes, doctor. What? Wow, fuck. It feels good.
I know it does. That cunt is desperate to be fucked by a real dick, isn't it? Such a little prude, aren't you, Rachel? Don't worry. You won't be a prude for long. I'm going to make you into the biggest cock slut you can be. All these urges that you want to go away, they're going to get worse and worse. You won't know why, you won't remember this, but by the time I'm done with you, you're going to be begging men to touch and fuck you.
I'm gonna be begging men to touch and fuck me.
Yes, you are. Think of a fantasy you've had when you've been too ashamed to share with me.
I've looked at porn. I mean, I've seen some where a woman is fucked by two men.
Oh my. Go ahead. What are they doing?
One of them is fucking my pussy while I suck the other one off on my hands and knees, and he's behind me.
Keep fucking yourself on the dildo, slut. I'm gonna fuck that pretty little mouth of yours. Just like this. Ah, you can't take it very deep, can you? That mouth is too small to work it inside and keep breathing, huh?
Your the cone's so fat and doctor.
I'm being very easy on you, Rachel. If this was an actual man, you'd have the entire length of his cock in your throat while you stick your tongue out to lick his balls. Thank me for being so gentle.
Thank you.
That's a good girl. I'm just helping prepare you for the real thing. You don't want to be in charge. It's against your nature. Women were meant to serve men. Your body betrays you and knows what you need. Tell me what you fucking need.
I need cock.
Keep going. What else?
I want to be fucked roughly. I want to be used. I want men to disrespect me, slap me around, hurt me. I want to be gang banged, cum in all of my holes. I want to be left covered in cum and bruises. I don't want to be treated like a person. I'm not a person.
That's right, you aren't a person. You're an object meant to be used and discarded.
I'm an object meant to be used and discarded.
Next time you find yourself thinking you're as smart, competent, and hardworking as a man, remember that you are nothing but a set of holes.
Nothing but a set of holes.
Those provocative pictures that you took, you're gonna send them to a coworker. You're going to offer yourself to him. You're going to beg him to fuck you. Why don't you go ahead and show me how you'd beg?
Please fuck me, please fuck me with your big cock. I need you so badly. I need you to help fulfill my purpose. I'm a fleshlight meant to be used and filled and discarded.
Oh, that's right. Such a good little slut in training. Where do you want us come?
In my pussy, in my cunt. Please fuck. I need it. I need him to breed me. I want him to come so deeply inside me. It's all I can think of. All I want, please.
Such a good girl, finally embracing your true desires. Let that brain become gooey mush. All you need to focus on is servicing cocks. You're going to be the office whore, the businesswoman who takes it up the ass. You're a modern businesswoman who takes cock up her tight ass.
I'm a modern businesswoman who takes cock up her tight ass.
Ah, so eager and desperate to please right now, aren't you, pet? So eager to come. That brain is so frazzled, so dumb. The only way you get to come tonight is if I do. Come get your face in my wet pussy.
Yes, doctor.
You can keep playing with yourself as you lick me. Seeing yourself debased like a fucking whore has me excited. There you go. Right there. Such a good slut. Flick that tongue right there. Harder. Harder, you dumb fucking bitch. Do I have to hold you down on my cunt? That's right. Fuck. That feels so good. So fucking good. Fuck you. Yes. God, Rachel, fuck you, little fucking slut. Ah, fuck. Oh, such a good fucking slut. We can't have that. Lean back and spread those legs. Close your eyes while I work my mouth on that greedy little hole. You can come when you tell me what you are.
Yes, doctor, that feels fun. I'm so close. I'm a slut, doctor. Fuck. I'm a good cockslave. I'm not a person. I'm a plaything. I'm a fuck toy for men. All I want is cock to be bred to be my. I'm a mindless bitch. Fuck.
Here we go, my pretty little whore. That felt so good, didn't it? It's time to get dressed. Time for both of us to get dressed. Such an obedient little girl. Now, get back on the couch. Relax your body, empty your mind. We're going to bring you out of your suggestible state. It's time to wake up. There we go. You're safe. I have you. Everything is okay. It's time to wake up. That's right. Open your eyes. How do you feel, Rachel?
I feel good, doctor.
I bet you feel satisfied, don't you? You did such a great job today, confronting your fears. I really think we're just a few sessions away from eliminating all of these perverted desires.
That's great, doctor. Thank you for all your help. My mind feels calmer now.
It's my job to help those in need, so no thanks needed. Be sure to book your next appointment with my assistant on your way out.